Welcome back, Corner Store Hustlers Chronicles. Thinking about changing my name to my podcast. I haven't came up with another title yet, but I figure like some kind of way, you know, everything is catchphrases and catchy titles. Corner Store Hustlers Chronicles was basically based upon the corner store hustler, the dude on the corner with the loose squares, with the batteries, with the DVDs, who seems to be in everybody's business and know everything what's going on in the community. Called a Corner Store Hustler's Chronicles because, you know, you walk up to this person, he could tell you anything that's going on at any time. And so it was just a concept I came up with. But at the end of the day, it's just thoughts coming from my mind. Like today, or tonight, just a late night, couldn't sleep. Had a bunch of, had a lot of coffee. I've been drinking that damn iced caramel McDonald's shit. The lady gave me a big ass. I guess the little Mexican lady liked me, so she gave me a large, and my ass is up drinking Modelo. Thinking. And the thoughts is just going through my mind about a lot of things. Maybe my community is mourning. My community is mourning as a whole, but my neighborhood is mourning as a neighborhood. Another shooting. One of the young brothers, rest in peace, Slob. Rest in peace, Rob. He got murdered. Then two ladies got murdered while somebody was shooting at somebody else. And the whole community is, my neighborhood is just right now going through a thing. And I think everybody is reflecting on life and reflecting on issues. And it's a mess. And this is August, and August and July has been some interesting months for my neighborhood. Some of our legends who were born, one of our legends' birthday is in August, but his death was in July. So it's a lot of deaths connected to August, and then this happened. Some innocent ladies unarmed get murdered. Maybe I'm emotional and just thinking about things. But certain individuals flash back in my head and come to mind. And I go to a time when I was younger. Barely have peach fuzz on my face. And I was a high-ranking member of a street youth organization. And I was 16, 17 years old. I remember one time going to my neighborhood's basketball court, just walking down the street. I don't know why I was walking down the street. But I seen this young little boy, had the high-top fade. And he was screaming at these dudes, damn near crying. And he kept saying, give me my ball, give me my ball. And they just kept playing with his ball, some big niggas, you know, laughing at the one that was playing with his ball. And I don't know if it was the short guy or me, you know, I'm a 5'7" type guy. I hate bullies and shit. So I remember going to him, saying, what's wrong? And he said, they got my ball. They got my ball. So I remember approaching these dudes, you know, bigger than me, might even older than me. And I was like, what's going on? Like, we playing with his ball. I'm like, oh, really? I said, are y'all GDs? They said, no. I said, I think you need to give him his motherfucking ball back. And here these two big older guys, dropped that boy ball so damn fast and gave him his ball, and I never seen them again. It would be a few years later that I would see this young man. Now he's taller than me, and he's at a meeting. Well, let me go back. Before this meeting, one of his older brothers was one of my main guys, one of my main soldiers. And at times, you know, we would go over to his house. You know, we a gang, but, you know, we go into the house and talk, have meetings or gatherings. And I remember that my guy's mom always coming down on us, like, y'all, you know, cause like we was the little rascals, we was some badasses. And she was like, what are y'all doing with y'all life? What are you all accomplishing? What are you all, you know, she was clowning us, but we thought it was funny. And I would see him, his little brother, and his little sister. The little sister always was looking at me with a smile. I guess she thought that bad boy shit was cute. And so years down the line, he would get older, get bigger, taller, better than his brother. And so we in one of our 360s, our meetings, and he's on count. Now he's a gangster. So I didn't think too much of it, you know, because I had a lot of members as a youth leader. But as you know, my life changed over a period of time. It's a long story about how I'm the first guy to get kicked out of a gang. I can really say that the word got sent down from the head of the whole organization to tell me to move to the side and turn my neighborhood over. Me getting to the details of that would sound crazy to the audience because they wouldn't believe that shit. But yeah, I was told to step to the side. Over the period of time, his mom was always around, and she became like a mother of mine. You know, everybody, my mom was a beautiful person, all that, but they say it takes a village to raise a child, and his mother truly was like a mother to me, always with advice. I love her because she never turned her back on me, and she never turned her. She stayed the course of telling us that that shit we was doing wasn't right. And I remember a conversation when she told me that that same young boy was amazing at basketball. And he was doing so well that this high school had scouts that was from college coming to her house to visit him and was talking to her about his future. And she told me how excited she was because this was her chance to get the fuck out the hood. Her baby was about to deliver her by basketball. The same little boy that I made get the ball back, who now is a gangbanger. She said, but after he got shot, all of that, the recruitment and everything was over. She just talking to me, you know, just telling me what was going on. Deep in the pit of my fucking soul, I felt bad. Never told her this. But in the pit of my soul, I felt bad. Because I felt, I don't know if this sounds right, indirectly responsible. If that makes sense. I mean, come on. Visually, when he was a young man and he was a short guy, these guys took a ball, and you see another dude, barely 5'7", checking some grown-ass men. That left an image on his brain. And I think at that moment, a decision was made. Yeah, he played basketball, but he knew he wanted to be a gangster. Years later, his mother would pass, and well, before she passed, I remember his brother, older brother, you know, he started making his moves around the game and get a car, and I remember we had the snatch out boxes. This is crazy. Back in the days, you used to have this car that had the radio with the handle, and you was cold if you could snatch the radio out. That was to stop, I guess, guys from stealing your car radio. And my man had his car. I forgot what it was, a white car. But one day, before he even had the car, I was with him, and his mother was taking him to Hyde Park School to join night class because he had dropped out of school. And I just happened to be along with him because we was going to one of the folks' funeral. So she picked us up. And while I was there, she said, "Man, why don't you sign up too while you here? Put me on spot. Put me on blast." And, you know, for some reason she had this commanding voice and I signed up. Over the period of time, me and him used to take the bus and go there, go to school together. Now, he's younger than me because I had dropped out early, many years prior. But at the time when he got his car, got on, was doing his thing, I would look for him to drive me to school, but he would always be at Simeon gangbanging. So at one point, I stopped looking for him and I would just take the bus and go to school. Believe it or not, I'm the one end up graduating and he end up going to jail, shooting at the ops, as the youth would call it. But he didn't hit the ops, he hit a little girl one day. So I made sure when I got my diploma, I dedicated this to his mom. I see what's going on in my neighborhood and everything, and I reflect on it, but those images is stuck in my mind of this same little boy, his little younger brother, screaming for this ball. And sometimes at night I toss and turn, thinking about my actions. Hey, y'all, I cannot explain why youth would follow my ass at the age I was. Because I can't tell a nigga shit today to get somebody to listen to me. But I had all of these young brothers that wanted to be GDs and wanted to throw down and be, you know, standing members. The young man is okay. You know, when I say he got shot, he lived. He survived. He's a family man, married, has children. But deep in the back, I don't even think he think about that shit. But sometimes it keeps me up at night. Like, what could have been if I'd have kept my Napoleon complex, arrogant, little powerful ass to myself? What would his future be? What would his brother's future be? Yeah. Shorty B, I failed you, my nigga. And I apologize.